Welcome aboard, everyone. You are listening to Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales. We are a boating show. We talk about everything boating. I am Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine. We are a marina on the St. Croix River. We're located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96. For those of you coming up river from perhaps the Mississippi, we are located on St. Croix mile marker 24.5. You can reach us at 651-439-2341. Check us out on the web, wolfmarine.net. Send us an email, if need be, at info@wolfmarine.net. And off to my port side, I have...
My name is John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales. I'm going to spell that last name because it's not Smith or Adams or Jones. It's T-E-T-Z-L-A-F-F. TetzloffYachtSales.com is the website. We sell great used, pontoons. Sometimes we sell pontoons, but houseboats, cruisers, motor yachts, trawlers, and if we don't have it, we can definitely find it. We're kind of like your realtor for boats. We're located at 575 Main Street North, and that's downtown Stillwater on the north end. You can contact us at 651-214-9463. You know, we're having a great year. We're looking for more nice boats to sell, so if you have something you're thinking about selling or moving up, give us a call. We'll take care of that. If you're looking to buy something, obviously, we're the folks to check in with. You know what? We've got some great guests today from the DNR, the Minnesota DNR. In fact, one has been on the show 4 times, so she's our favorite guest right now. Lisa Dugan and Joseph Albert is the other person from the DNR. He's a communication coordinator, Division of Enforcement. Welcome aboard, you too.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks again for having us. Yeah, it's great.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, so anyway... we're going to talk about some cool things here, and unfortunately, a couple of them are laws that are in place that are there because of some bad situations that happen. But these laws are going to take care of that, hopefully, and really reduce the possibility of some negative occurrences happening. And that would be the Little Allen's Law and Sophia's Law. And if you want to kind of chit chat about those a little bit and update us on how that's going.
Sure, I can do a quick update on Sophia's Law since we've chatted about that a little bit. I think maybe a little bit more familiar with it. Sophia's Law went into effect this year. It was originally supposed to go into effect May 1st, 2017. And just due to some inability to get enough of the carbon monoxide detectors for boats, it was pushed back by the legislatures to go into effect May 1st, 2018. And there was a little bit of an adjustment to the language change to hopefully make this a little bit easier for people to adapt to. The layout of the law is still the same. The boats that still need marine carbon monoxide detectors still have to have the sleeping accommodation, the galley area with a sink, and a bathroom area. If you have those three things in the boat, you would need a marine carbon monoxide detector. And it's the number of detectors that has changed. So it was originally one per bedroom and the main cabin. And it's still one per bedroom and the main cabin. But if the sleeping areas are within 10 feet of a carbon monoxide detector, they would be covered. So essentially, you could have one in the main cabin and one within 10 feet of any bedroom, and it would be covered that way. Of course, to keep yourself safe, you can absolutely put one in each of the sleeping accommodations just to make sure you and your family and anybody on board is safe.
Yes, for sure. You can't hesitate not to have enough of them. What about an enclosed area in the cockpit? You know, it's covered by a bimini and isinglass, and people are out there driving and they have that up. Would they need to have one out there?
It is not required to have one in that space. However, I mean, as we've talked about, we know carbon monoxide can really accumulate anywhere on the boat. If there's an area where there's not open ventilation and circulation, that's the spot where, you know, they make carbon monoxide detectors you can hook onto your shirt, your life jacket. So it's easy enough to take them with you.
And then the signage on them. I know that they have given out the stickers. Where should those be placed?
There are required 3 stickers. So if you have any enclosed space, so it would be an enclosed space but it would be an original boat space. So if it's if it's canvas or if it's something that was an add-on to the boat, that wouldn't be required. But if you have any enclosed space, you would be required to place the three stickers, the helm, the stern, and one inner at the entrance of the enclosed space.
Gotcha. Yeah. And I know we had talked several weeks ago when we had the event down at Wolf Marine for the Operation Drywater that I had mentioned that I think there's still a lot of boats out there that do not have the required carbon monoxide detectors in them. So those folks that have the boats that require these, we do sell them. There's many other marine retailers out there that sell them. Make sure you have the required recommended carbon monoxide detectors in your boat. It's one of them vital things where I know we had mentioned before one of the accidents on the river where I think one or two people perished. I think it was the week before John and I were talking about that, and he said if someone were to get injured or die on your boat, it would be something that you could never, ever forgive yourself for. And unfortunately, that weekend something happened, and I'm sure that they feel the same way. And I believe they had a detector on their boat. It just was not operating.
You're right. And with that incident as well, another tragic piece to it is that where it depended where they were located on the boat. There was, you know, the location of where the carbon monoxide was accumulating is that severe between feet of where somebody's sleeping. And, you know, having the detector that if it's 5 years old, replace it. It's worth it to replace it.
Oh, for sure.
The battery-operated detectors, you can find them readily available now. And they're easy to put on and, you know, it's worth a life.
And we've had guests on before also that had recommended not only have the approved marine style carbon monoxide detector, but it might not be a bad idea to have one with a monitor on it also that, you know, if there was any accumulated CO2 on the boat, it would at least register as a number on the detector. So along with that, this person had recommended having a maybe possibly a secondary one on board also.
Yep.
So I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I've heard that also.
And it's not a bad idea and relatively inexpensive also.
Right. And to have that visual cue, it's something that you can take a peek at, you can monitor it, and it's, you know, there's no bad outcome for having an additional one.
No, it's overprotection is not bad.
Absolutely.
For sure. And, you know, I can foresee in the future that possibly the people that are building these carbon monoxide detectors for the marine version of it, I think they probably will have some type of a monitoring system on them in the future. But right now they must not have that technology to do that. So another thing on the revision is there something else that kind of determines maybe the language they used for the carbon monoxide detector itself?
It's the language for which kind of detector you can use. It has to be a marine grade. And I know it's easier to run to your home goods store and grab one for the house, but those specific marine detectors are tested to different extremes that you would find on a boat. And especially in Minnesota, when we're storing our boats in the winter, you have to be able, that has to last through those temperature extremes and vibration extremes. You know, it's a different environment on the boat than you would have in your house.
So absolutely. Going to your local home improvement place probably wouldn't be the best place to get one.
Unless they have the marine ones there.
Unless they have the marine ones there.
But I would go to your marine.
And like we had talked earlier, you know, get the marine one and possibly one from your home improvement store just for a secondary extra precaution.
And then, Joseph, why don't you talk about the, you know, what's happened out there? Has there been any fatalities related to the Sophia's or the carbon monoxide or anything else?
Yeah, I'm not aware of any fatalities yet this year related to carbon monoxide. But it has been, you know, it's been a busy summer out in the lakes and the rivers in terms of accidents and unfortunately fatalities as well. As of now, I think we've had 9 fatalities. You know, which it's too bad, and that's really 9 too many.
Any fatality is one too many. Is there any one specific thing that sticks out that might be causing this? Is it alcohol related? Is it carelessness? What is it?
Well, I think it's all of the above. I mean, you know, the alcohol is certainly an issue, and I think in the past it's been, you know, half of the incidents or more involve alcohol. And then, you know, it's just kind of the all the things that stem from that. You know, people not wearing a life jacket, but they're drinking, they fall overboard, and, you know, if they're in cold water, they, you know, it doesn't take very long for something bad to happen.
Are they mainly drownings?
Yeah.
They're mainly drownings?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. So 9 fatalities and 16 drownings?
Yep, so that would be non-boating drowning, so that's, I mean, anything.
Just swimming.
Yep, swimming.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, always good to add awareness to that.
Yeah,
or what drowning looks like, and
yep.
Watch your kids.
Another reason to wear your life jacket, or, you know, even if you're out floating around, there's nothing more enjoyable than throwing on a ski vest and floating in the water. You know,
yeah.
It's relaxing. You don't have to struggle. And certainly with the hot weather that we've had, there's no better place to be than in the water.
Absolutely.
And what's a good website they can go to kind of get a breakdown of all this information or any more they can get?
Yep. If you check out, it's mndnr.gov. And if you're looking for boating information, it'd be /boating safety. And we have a lot of really great free brochures if you're looking for any safety information, if you're looking for boating information for your kids. We have a lot of, I mean, we'll send it to you. Whatever you're looking for, we can get it out.
And then classes. I'm sure there's some classes that folks can sign up for and go to online maybe and actually go to a real class.
Yep, we do have our online. It's a great class, $22.50 for your boating certificate. And that would be for, there's classes for the kids that are required to take them. And then there's also more experienced classes. So if you know, whether you're a first-time boat owner or you're just getting back into it, take one of the classes. It's a great refresher. There might be some things that have changed, and just know what you need to know for being on the water.
And I'm sure you're... Oops, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just going to comment that that's a great idea, and further your education when it comes to boating, it never hurts.
And I'm sure insurance probably would be affected if you took some of those classes, maybe discounts and
Absolutely.
Things like that.
Absolutely. Check with your insurance, and oftentimes they do give discounts for your insurance for...
Yeah.
In the class.
Yeah, speaking of insurance, our sponsor, Aircraft and Marine Insurance out of Burnsville, are the insurance folks to check with if you want to get your boat insured or your airplane. That's all they do. But they're out of Burnsville. Give them a call. I'll get that number for you here in the second half. Right now it's a blank, but anyway, Aircraft and Marine Insurance out of Burnsville, they will take care of your insurance needs.
And we will be back here shortly, so stay tuned, John and I and Lisa and Joe. Appreciate you guys being on, and you guys stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Boating with Wolf Marine and Tesla Yacht Sales.
A convenient location and protected bay. Shouldn't that be where you harbor your boat? If so, dock your boat at Wolf Marine in Stillwater. Hello, this is Eric Wolf. After all, why have a boat if you can't get out onto the water and enjoy it? My grandparents, along with my father, established this marina at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96, just a mile north of Stillwater in 1957. By being just north of downtown, you avoid heavy traffic that keeps you from getting out onto the water. And in our protected bay, we have hundreds of slips ranging in size from 16 to 50 feet, so we can accommodate a variety of boats. Not sure if this is the best place to keep your boat? Come see me. I can answer your questions so you can decide the best place to dock your boat. And because Wolf Marine is a three-generation family-owned marina, you can count on consistency from year to year. Talk to me and get out on the water faster at Wolf Marine.
Hello, this is John Tetzloff of Tetzloff Yacht Sales. If you are thinking of getting out on the water in your new boat, now is the time to talk to me. Whether you're looking at a houseboat, cruiser, motor yacht, or something else. And with the largest selection of boats in the area, not only do we have boats in Stillwater, but we also broker boats up and down the St. Croix, the Mississippi, Lake Minnetonka, all over North America, and even overseas. I will help you find the best boat for you, and because my name is the name on the sign, I will work hard for you before and after the sale. Come visit TetzloffYachtSales.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales. Again, we are a show about boating and marinas and everything fun and safe.
to do with boating. We're big on the safety end of the show here and boating. Again, John Tetzloff, Tetzloff Yacht Sales. It's TetzloffYachtSales.com, 651-214-9463, 575 Main Street North. We're right down the north end of downtown Stillwater. We take care of your used boating needs, such as houseboats, trawlers, motor yachts, cruisers. You name it, we'll have it. And if you need a place to put it, the guy on my starboard side.
That would be me. I'm Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine. Wolf Marine is a marina on the St. Croix. We are a third-generation family owned and operated. We do have slips ranging in size from 16 to 50 foot. So once you buy that boat from John, give us a call. We'll have a place to hopefully put it. I know we do have some that are filled up. So if you have a boat that and you call and you find out that we no longer have any slips available for that size, get on the waiting list, because next year will be a whole new year, and possibly get you in and hopefully get you on the St. Croix River. So that's you can reach us, I guess. I should probably throw out my phone number, shouldn't I? At area code 651-439-2341. Ashley is the person you'll probably be talking to, so give her a call. Check about slips. What do you think?
Yes, I think that's great. And getting back to Lisa and Joseph here with the DNR, I think we're going to talk about the new DWI, Little Allen's Law.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, that would be great.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so, you know, Little Allen's Law, it went into effect August 1st of this year. And it links all of the type of motor vehicles and recreational vehicles. So if you get a DWI in one, you lose your privileges to operate the others as well. So that you know, includes motor vehicles like cars, as well as ATVs, boats, and snowmobiles.
Okay, how did this law ever come about?
Yeah, so it came about because in January of this year, there was an unfortunate incident out on a Chisago County lake where a little 8-year-old boy was out ice fishing with his family, and a snowmobiler who had been drinking hit and killed him. And it turned out the snowmobiler had multiple DWIs before that, but they were while he was driving his car, and so it didn't affect his ability to drive a snowmobile.
Yeah, how sad.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing that, you know, this law was enacted, and that was just yesterday, which was August 1st.
Yep.
So I don't know if a lot of people know about it, so we'll make sure to promote it on our show here and on our websites and Facebook page, and obviously you guys are going to be promoting it, and I know they had it in the paper in St. Paul today, so listen up, check it out, folks, because it's a pretty serious law. We don't want that to happen anymore.
It's another reason for you not to be drinking and driving, no matter what it is, if it's a boat, a car, a ATV, or a snowmobile. You know, times have changed from years past, so it is no longer acceptable to be doing that. So designate your designated driver and yep. keep a sober driver.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, I mean, it's like, you know, there's kind of a culture of, you know, it's okay to drink and boat or drink and, you know, ride your snowmobile, but, you know, it's really not. And these, you know, boats can be just as dangerous as a car. So it's a good law. It's probably not going to change, you know, how enforcement occurs. It more changes the penalty phase of it, where, you know, people are going to be, if they get a DWI in their car, they're not going to be able to drive a boat. And that's been one of the big questions we've received so far is, you know, I had a DWI 25 years ago. Am I still going to be able to drive a boat this summer? Yes, you will. It takes effect August 1st, so, you know, put the booze away after that, and you should be good to go.
And we should probably note that that the alcohol levels are the same whether you're driving a any kind of a motor vehicle, right? I believe it's 0.08?
0.08 is it, yes.
Okay, and so that holds true no matter what you are driving nowadays. So whether it's a boat, ATV, snowmobile, car, whatever.
And you also got to think about, too, when you're out on the boat, when you're out on your snowmobile, ATV, all of the environmental effects that are so much greater than when you're, you know, you have out in your boat, you have the sun, you have the waves.
For sure.
Everything else is affecting you. So one beer when you're on dry land sitting on your deck is not the same as one beer when you're out on your boat.
Right. And it's not something that we want to promote, but is there such a thing as an open bottle rule on a boat?
Yes. So, yeah, on boats, you can still have an open bottle. You can still, you know, have a beer while you're fishing or whatever, but you can't be operating it if you're over 0.08.
So, yes,
you can still have a beer on the boat.
Moderation.
Moderation is the key, yes.
Moderation is the key.
And designate the sober skipper, get you safe on the water, get you safe home when you're on the roads afterwards. Just make sure you have one person. The rest, everybody else can still have fun. Driver can still have fun.
And we've said it a thousand times before. There's nothing wrong with throwing an anchor and just sitting it out.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, that could be the best thing. And if something does happen, you know, we've got the DNR, we've got the sheriffs and everything else out there to respond and take care of that business, you know, get the first responders out there. So always when you see the law enforcement out there, know that they're there to help. They're not there to make things hard for you. They're out there to help and respond to negative situations.
Yeah, and I can tell you for sure that if you are caught above 0.08, the law enforcement will give you a ride back to shore.
Yes, they will. Yes.
There's... You might not like where you're going after that, but they will give you a ride back to shore.
Yeah, yeah. That's a sad thing. But it is what it is. I mean, they have to make sure that we're everyone safe out there. So they are everyone's friends. Remember that. Penalties. I don't know if you went over the penalties for the infractions.
Yeah, I mean, so the basic penalty is losing your privilege to operate, whether it's the car, the boat, the ATV, or the snowmobile. You know, in terms of the monetary fines, that's going to differ in just about every county, and there's all sorts of, you know, associated court costs and things like that. So hard to say with that, but you know, the main penalty is losing that privilege. And you know, if you're driving down the highway and get a DWI, that's going to affect your ability to head out in the lake, you know, that next summer too.
And what about your boat? What do they do with your boat if you're arrested?
Yeah, oftentimes it depends on the severity of it, but for the more serious ones, they are seized and confiscated.
And how do they get them back, or do they get them back?
They could probably buy them back at auction.
Wow.
But
so the consequences are not good in any direction.
No. It's something best to just avoid altogether.
Yeah. Absolutely. And, yeah. You know, we have had the one law enforcement agency pull somebody in this year because of a BWI. And, yes, they tow the boat to the marina. The marina will have the right to charge you for, you know, keeping that overnight or however many nights it has to be. So, you know, that... it can get costly. It's not worth it. So, like we've said many times here, designate someone else to drive.
Yeah, I mean, you see the commercials and hear the commercials. They lose their job. They lose their girlfriend. They lose their car. They lose their house. All those things can happen. So, please, folks, just go out there and have a good time.
That's what it is.
A safe, good time.
Exactly. It can be the same thing. Yes. Safe and good time.
Yeah, that's true.
Joe, do we have any other things that might be on the table that are coming up here that maybe some of the boaters should be aware of? Any new laws on that are being proposed or?
Not that I've heard of it, you know, at this point. I think, you know, the big thing is there's still, you know, people are still talking about high water, so there's still high water in parts of the state that's worth looking out for. But yeah, no, in terms of legislation, in terms of changing laws, I don't think there's a whole lot on the table. You know, obviously we're still in the summer and the legislative session will start here in January, and who knows what can happen between then and now.
That's right. Yeah. And, you never know what, someone might dream up and propose. So, yep.
Mm-hmm. In the boating season, we've got another 3 or 4 months to go.
Yep.
I know the big boating season ends the end of October usually, but I know fishing and everything else kind of continues on.
Yeah. Fishing will go on until, you know, there's no more open water to be out on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. This spring we had all the, what were those big birds that we had out there? Now I can't think of what
Comrades?
They were. No, they were white. Pelicans.
Oh, pelicans. Yeah.
We had all the pelicans on the river because they couldn't go to the lakes because the lakes were all frozen.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And we had never really seen that many pelicans on the St. Croix before.
Yeah. It was quite a sight to see. There was a lot of people that were taking pictures and they were bewildered at first what they were. But once they found out, it was fun to see.
Yeah, and of course, you know, we're not just related to St. Croix. We also do the Mississippi and Lake Minnetonka and other rivers and lakes and streams here in Minnesota. Now that we're out in Ramsey, Minnesota, recording on the Big Q.
Yep.
You know, that Big Q is a pretty cool station. We're, you know, happy that they allowed us to come on out here and record our show. We wanted to continue on. We were off for about 3 months, I think.
About that.
Which was probably okay if we had to be off, because that was the beginning of the season and we're busier than you know what. And so anyway, it was a good transition, nice and smooth. And now we're on FM, and our voice, our wine sounding voices are just coming over so perfectly now. And our first guests on our new location, Lisa and Joseph, we're very happy to have you guys out here, and we'd like to have you guys out again maybe at the end of the year and give us another update. I think that's really great. Other than that, I wanted to make sure, now I mentioned our sponsor, that is Aircraft and Marine Insurance at 1601 State Highway 13, Burnsville, Minnesota, 952-890-1124. They are your insurance company to take care of your boating insurance needs. And as Lisa had said, if you take some of the courses with the DNR, you're probably going to get a discount on your insurance. And Kevin at Marine Insurance and Aircraft Insurance will tell you all about the discounts and how they can take care of your insurance needs.
And if I could make a quick comment here, I know Joe had alluded to it earlier, that most of the summer here we have had, on the St. Croix anyhow, we've had high water. Boats could go nearly anywhere. The water is receding now. And of course, now most of the summer we've been up in the 683 plus zone, which is automatic no wake on the St. Croix. We're well below that now. It's heading back towards the normal level. So I think the boaters ought to be aware that you can no longer go just about anywhere. So keep in mind, boaters, you're going to be limited now to the main channels of the river. So those of you that are going out, be aware that the water has receded, and you're going to have to start watching where you go now.
Anything for you guys to wrap it up here? From our DNR guests, Lisa and Joe.
No, you know, I appreciate you guys having us on. It's been fun. Just encourage everybody to, you know, be safe out there, have fun, be safe the rest of this open water season.
We really appreciate you coming
in.
Want you again. So
yeah, absolutely. Lisa, you've been a reoccurring. I think this might have been your fourth show with us. We appreciate your time on this.
Thank you. I'll come out and talk about life jackets and boating safety anytime you want.
I think we'll probably be looking for you in the future for some more great words.
Works for us. So anyway, thanks everybody for listening. Tetzloff Yacht Sales, tetzloffyachtsales.com, 651-214-9463.
Wolf Marine, Eric Wolf is my name anyhow, 651-439-2341. Info@wolfmarine.net. Check us out. Thank you for listening.